For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It's July 10th, 2023. This is your post-WWE Raw review. I'm here with Denise Salcedo. Denise, how you doing?
Who are you? I don't recognize you anymore.
It's been a while.
What do you even look like?
I've been to other continents. I've seen people pee under bridges. I've lived an entire life since I saw you last, Denise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was getting ready for today's show and I started thinking, when's the last time I've seen Sean? It's been a while.
It has been. First off, I want to thank Reg. I want to thank Phil. I want to thank Alex and Kate, all of which did work in my absence a little bit. I am so glad that I did not try to make last week's show like full on, because it would have been rough. It would have been really, really tough to do that show. But we've got plenty of stuff to talk about on WWE Raw tonight. A lot of Fightful Select updates. And I mentioned Fightful's going to be in Atlanta next week. Denise, I can't say what for, but I'm going to see it. Like, I thought I wasn't going to see you all summer, and now here we are. I'm going to see you next week.
Am I missing you at other events? Like, no, I'm going to see you at All In.
Yeah, that's like 2 months away, though.
Oh, my God. That's literally like next month, Sean.
It's the end of next month.
Yeah, but it's still like next month, though.
But I'm not going to be at All Out. Iridian's going to cover that for us, and Phil, I would imagine. You won't be at SummerSlam because
I'll be at All Out. Yeah. I clearly hate SummerSlam. I avoided it last year and this year too, clearly.
I told Jimmy you're going to announce that you're renewing your vows the weekend of SummerSlam.
I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Where at?
Here at SoFi.
I thought it was in like Greece or something.
No,
like, I thought you were going to Europe.
That's in September.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You see what happens? Like, you don't even know what's going on anymore.
Oh, well. Either way. Atlanta next week.
Why would I go to Greece to go see Taylor Swift when she's going to be here at SoFi?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense, Sean.
Did you know that I have 18 tickets to see Taylor here in Cincinnati?
Oh my God, I don't believe it.
Yeah, Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, what a funny joke, Sean. I completely fell for it.
Cam Taylor Britt.
If you had 18 Taylor Swift tickets, your ass would be so freaking loaded right now. You wouldn't even have to work all of next year if you sold those tickets.
I would, though. I like to stack that money, Denise.
I know, but I'm just trying to tell you. Like, you wouldn't have to work.
You can take a tip and maybe do some work for once.
It would be optional to work.
Maybe. Anyway, guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe. We are pushing towards 100,000 subscribers. Listen, we are under 4,000 away. I so badly want to get there by my birthday, August 30th. I want that silver play button. I want to hold it high above my head. Me and Denise are just going to smash them together. We're going to have fights with our play buttons. I'm excited, Denise.
How are you, going to write on yours? Are you going to put Fightful, or are you going to put Fightful Pro Wrestling, Fightful Wrestling, Fightful by Sean Ross Sapp?
So you can have whatever you want put on there?
Yeah, you type it out and you put out like whatever you want it to say.
Well, I don't know what Jimmy would have on his, but we're going to have another one made for me. And then I'll probably just put Fightful Sean Ross Sapp, something like that.
No, yeah. you should put like Fightful Pro or Fightful Pro Wrestling or Fightful Wrestling by Sean Ross Sapp. I think that would be nice to have.
Might do that. You never know. Yeah,
that way it can feel like extra special, you know? With your name on it.
I'm pretty excited about it, honestly. I didn't think it was ever going to be a possibility. And then this past year, things have exploded. But hey, you know what? Our breaking news on FightfulSelect.com is always exploding. Now, before this, I'll tell you, get your super chats, get your humper chats in, that get your question or statement in. That's what guides our show. You want us here talking for a while. That's how you support us. Our great moderator, Luis, is going to be taking those, putting them on the back end. Andrew says, any comment on Hardy versus Cornette? Yeah, not a single one. Don't care. Not my business. Not worried about it. Not concerned about it. Sorry to disappoint.
Okay, can I be honest? I was trying to catch up with what happened in the wrestling world right today, and I log on and I saw that, you know, all this stuff was trending. So I was like, I need someone just to like recap what's going on, because I don't want to have to follow all of the tweets and stuff. I read two tweets, got bored, and exited. So I can't even tell you the entire argument.
Ain't interested in that whatsoever. Somebody says Bray Wyatt update. Yes. How about this? FightfulSelect.com. I was going to segue this plug. If getting in your super chats and humper chats weren't enough, I do a Q&A show there every week. This week, Grapsody has a Q&A show as well. $5 a month. Trust me, if you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com one time, I'm pretty confident we're going to keep you as a subscriber. I think you're going to like the 40 plus podcasts, all the live shows that we got there. But over 100 news stories a month, including several very, very interesting ones today, Denise. Bray Wyatt update. Every day I got somebody asking about Bray Wyatt, asking about Bray Wyatt, asking about Bray Wyatt. Well, a couple months ago there were reports that, oh, it's just up to him and management creative. Nope, not true. That's bull. He ain't cleared. He's dealing with a long-term illness. He can get up and get around and all that stuff. As best I know, it's not like life-threatening or anything like that. I don't want to minimize or describe it or anything like that. Don't know specifically what it is, but it is an illness he's been dealing with. He's trying to get cleared. I've heard it's a long process to get cleared on something like that, and there haven't been creative plans. So anybody that's claiming there have been creative plans, there just haven't been. He went away in late January. Back then, they still thought Alexa Bliss was going to be a part of this thing. A couple weeks later, after Bray left, Alexa said, yo, I'm pregnant. She's out all of 2023. Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy, hasn't been back since then. They have had no creative plans there. What does this say to you, Denise? I mean, it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate because it's like Bray Wyatt just came, you know, he had just come back to the company. He had, unfortunately, they took too long to actually have him wrestle. Then they finally had the pitch black match that we were at the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. And it ended up getting just like, you know, terrible reviews and people hated it. And really then we got to see him in the press conference. And then after that, it was just like, was he gone? Like right after that, I don't remember anything happening afterwards. Maybe just a little bit, right?
He was working the angle with Bobby Lashley, and then he was gone. Oh, yes,
completely forgot that. Yeah, there you go. That was the other thing that was happening. I was trying to remember, like, what else did he do? And then, unfortunately, like, when you scrap it all at there, it kind of sucks because Bray Wyatt hasn't had the moment to prove people wrong in terms of his ideas actually being a thing that can work, because right now all we have is the pitch black stuff to go off of. And all of the stuff that they did leading up to that was getting really, really boring and very repetitive. And so I kind of do feel bad for Bray Wyatt, and I'm specifically talking about the storyline stuff, because he hasn't gotten a chance to prove that maybe his ideas are, you know, like they could work, right? We don't know that right now. To me, I can't say that they can because we haven't had an example of that in his, you know, return to WWE. So I do feel bad for him in that because it did really seem like he was excited to kind of let his creative out and have this, you know, at the time Vince wasn't back in the picture yet and it was just Triple H and getting to see that partnership and everybody was saying, oh, what's that? What's Bray Wyatt going to look like without Vince McMahon and with Triple H? And we got a little bit of that. And so, yeah, I do feel bad for Bray Wyatt in this situation.
In another you get what you pay for sort of aspect of things, there were rumors today that Johnny Gargano was on the shelf, and that's why he'd be out of SummerSlam. FightfulSelect.com confirmed today Johnny Gargano is not injured anymore. He hasn't been for quite some time. In fact, Denise, he was supposed to come back at the Cleveland episode of Raw, and creative changed over that weekend that prevented him from doing so. He was actually there, but Johnny Gargano is okay. He was factored into creative fairly recently. I can't speak to why he's been off.
So they just don't have creative for him?
There was creative for him. I might publish that soon, but I mean, I think it's starting to take shape, and we'll talk about that later, but that was another one on FightfulSelect.com. Parker Hines says, feel bad for Bray, but it got LA Knight over. No, that didn't get LA Knight over. LA Knight got LA Knight over. It wasn't because of the Bray stuff. It helped having him go up against Bray a little bit to have the, ooh, look at this. But I think LA Knight was going to get over regardless of doing a terrible angle.
Dude, that was the shits. I really thought that that was going to ruin any chance LA Knight even had. I've said this before, but the fact that LA Knight still got over with people, even though his first big feud in the main roster was with Bray Wyatt in the Pitch Black match, and still, aside from that, was able to get the people to like him. Think about this, Sean. If this would have been somebody else, what do you think that would have looked like for them?
Oh, we've seen it. We've seen how bad the creative has just been consistently bad with him. And we will lean right into another Fightful Select report. I want to shout out Worked Wrestling. They do a lot of good work, and I've been able to verify several of their reports, including one today. So today, WWE.com pulled the Becky Lynch Zoe Stark match from their lineup, and Worked Wrestling said that Becky Lynch was awaiting clearance, and I was able to confirm that. In fact, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported that not only was Becky Lynch awaiting clearance, it was for a particularly minor injury. I won't go into details what it is, but she was hoping that they would be able to get that match back on that night, and they did. And you ended up getting Becky Lynch, Zoe Stark. So three nice scoops on Fightful Select today. Zoe ends up defeating.
Were they on a cone or in a cup?
What is it?
Were they on a cone or in a cup?
The scoops?
Yeah, you said three.
Oh,
scoops.
We go waffle cone. We're high end.
Now, waffle cones, I hate them.
We ain't doing no.
I'm a
no
cup
cups.
Person.
No, unless you're like driving and eating at the same time.
No,
or something.
A
then
waffle
you
is
go
just a waffle cone. Nah, it's all about the cup.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't think they're good. I think they just kind of ruin the ice cream a little bit. Like, I just want the ice cream. I don't want anything else. Yeah. So cup, team cup.
Wow. Anyway, Zoe Stark beats Becky Lynch with the help of Trish Stratus. Trish is, you know, still full 2005, maybe 2004, nose broke, face mask type of thing. I'm all for it. Zoe needed a big win to put a stamp on something. And, you know, I think that with the rumors of the injury, I think they could have played that up too. I think they should have played that up on TV and said, Becky Lynch fought to get cleared for this match because everybody knew about it. Everybody heard about it. Why not play that up and protect her a little bit more? The match I thought was pretty damn good. I loved the reversal, the counter out of Zoe's finish, but then Zoe gets the win and it's off of a distraction, which very heavy on these shows anymore. It's off a distraction or a DQ or something like that. But in this situation, you got to protect your former WrestleMania main eventer in Becky Lynch. I got no problem with Zoe winning because Becky is absolutely bulletproof. her feud isn't going directly for the title where she needs a bunch of wins. She's feuding with Trish Stratus, who, you know, they're going to have their match and it's going to be set up regardless. And now you've got somebody on the outside who has a win over Becky. Becky's got a reason to be a little bit more distracted. I kind of liked how this all played out.
Yeah, I did too. And I think you nailed it when you said that Becky Lynch is bulletproof, and she is. And here's the thing is that if it would have been somebody else, somebody that wasn't built up, somebody that wasn't that someone that was on a lower level than Zoe Stark. Yeah, I would have been super irritated if they would have had that person beat Becky Lynch in this fashion. But I think because it was specifically Zoe Stark, that's why it worked. Like, Zoe has came in and she has been already kind of making, like, starting to build a tiny little reputation for herself, right? Like, she goes in, she has these hard-hitting matches, and that's what's been getting her over. She was able to have promo time one-on-one with Becky Lynch a couple weeks ago. She's getting the rub from Trish Stratus. She was in a Money in the Bank match. They have done so much for Zoe Stark so that her beating Becky Lynch was not insulting to the audience. And on top of that, they gave her a lot. And there was a specific moment where she gave this, like, really brutal left kick to Becky's jaw and Becky Lynch's jaw, like, literally right there, a very nice kick to her jaw. And so her getting the win, I thought, was massive. And all I can say is bravo. I'm so freaking stoked, because here's the thing. I want to see more women get built up like this so that we can have future challengers. Like, I don't want everybody to be at the exact same level, because when it comes down to looking for challengers for these champions, we're out there with slim pickings. So right now it feels like it's a nice build and a nice start to Zoe Stark with the program that she's doing right now, and then with what she eventually does down the road on the roster. So kudos to her. She hit the lottery right now.
Yeah, I thought this worked out really, really well. KE775 sends a super chat and says, good win for Zoe, but man, every Becky match under Triple H is the same. She gets distracted, interfered with, and pinned, so shouldn't she have smartened up by now? That I completely agree with. I think that Becky Lynch should be smarter than most wrestlers. Like, she's got the quick tongue. You know, she can talk anybody in the ring, out of the ring, all that. And she's got it inside the ring as well. But I think that her character needs to smarten up a bit, because as we've seen outside the ring, she's a brilliant woman. I would love to see that reflected on the in-ring.
And also, you bring up the fact that she kind of ended up, what was that match that she had? When she ended up attacking Trish Stratus, when Trish Stratus was wrestling, I think it was Raquel. And then she ended up accidentally helping Trish Stratus. Yeah. So that doesn't necessarily help, right? Becky Lynch's character.
Rock hard. Joel Wood says, I know you said you're working on it, but is there any hint you can give on Eric Young? I know I heard his voice on a Brave vignette this year. Is he at least signed to a deal? So there's not a hint I can give on Eric Young, because I'm still working on it. I'm supposed to find out a lot more about it soon. But yes, he is signed to a deal. He's been signed to a deal since the beginning of November. He just hasn't been used. And here's a hint I can give you. He ain't the only one. There are others as well. And when last November or December rolled around, and I'm like, well, where's Eric Young? Where's Chelsea Green? Where's so-and-so? I was like, okay, well, they're just obviously not wanting to debut everybody at the same time. Chelsea debuted at the end of January. I figured Eric Young would be not long after that. Figured so-and-so that will be reported on FightfulSelect.com before too long would be after that. And then my line of thinking was, Denise, I heard about this hiring freeze in January, February. And I thought, well, maybe Triple H is just being smart and sort of rationing out his previous year's signings. That way it doesn't look like there's, I mean, he can make it look like there isn't one. Because WWE is still denying there's a hiring freeze, right? So we are to believe that between August and the beginning of December, they hired 20 people for the main roster. And in the 7.5 months since then, they're like, we're good. We're Switchblade Jay White, don't need him. Tama Tonga, who? What, Mercedes? Naomi? Nah, we're set. Yeah, we're to believe that? There ain't no way.
Are they at least utilizing Eric Young backstage?
Nope.
Because they should be.
Nope. Cameron Johnson says, can I get a birthday shout out? I turned 22 in 30 minutes. Hell yeah, you can, Cameron Johnson. Happy birthday. We appreciate you coming here. We appreciate you dropping a super chat too. But Cameron Johnson, happy birthday. Turning 22 years old. What can you do at 22?
You know what you do at 22? Pause.
Oh,
you listen
no.
to 22 by Taylor Swift. I was waiting for you to shut up so Cameron, I could promote it.
Cameron, you ruined it.
No,
Cameron, you ruined your own
22.
Birthday. Cameron,
oh my
you're
God,
23
this is like
now.
The best. Go right now and listen to Taylor Swift's 22.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Red Album, Taylor's version. Please, Cameron, go dance. Put on a little hat. Party
up. Did you
do
a review of the Taylor's version?
I like how you say it. You sound like an old man. Did you do a review of the Taylor's version? It's Speak Now, Taylor's version. No, just the Taylor's version.
Oh, put F's in the chat if Denise is a total dweeb. Anyway.
F. I don't care. You think being called a dweeb is going to hurt my feelings, Sean? You know what would hurt my feelings if someone called me Kentuckian or like thought that I was from Kentucky?
Put F's in the chat if Denise is Kentuckian.
Hey, by the way, someone sent me, and I forget who it was, but someone sent me on Twitter a baseball player. I think his name was J.D. Davis, I think. I don't know what team he's from. I forgot. But he looks just like you. Oh, and someone sent a message and said, oh, this is Sean's long-lost brother. And I clicked on it, and I swore to God. I was like, bro, this looks like Sean Ross Sapp.
I get sent that like at least once a week. He does
so it's
bear
the J.D. Davis guy, was I right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he bears a pretty good resemblance to me if my like beard was a little.
Yeah.
Thinner. Yeah.
If you were a little bit more tanned. But it was exactly, you were literally J.D. Davis.
Listen, I think we know in person I'm more tan than this guy. These lights have me bright and beautiful right now.
I don't know. I don't even remember what you look like in person. You look exactly like this.
Chelsea Green was like, you're way tanner than I thought in person. I was like, well. Yeah,
my actually, that is true. Now that I think about it, you got the Kentuckian glow.
Or my grandmother's a Native American woman. That's all. That's really all there is to it. Not a Kentucky glow. What are we talking about here?
Hey, I don't know, man. Maybe you go outside, ride your little horse. You go yeehaw, and you feed it
Jesus
some hay.
Jesus Christ!
You're like, ooh, the hay at the handy market is only $5. My God!
It's the handy mart.
Oh, it's not the handy market. I'm sorry, I don't have a handy mart here. We're like regular people here. We go to the supermarket.
They're building a Whole Foods around the corner from my house and a Starbucks.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You don't have a Whole Foods or a Starbucks next to your house?
Not next to my house.
Bro, no, there's one here like in every corner.
Like 10 minutes away.
I wonder if you're going to like Whole Foods, because Whole Foods is great, but they're very expensive.
Patrick said, yo, SRS, part indigenous. Hell yeah, brother. Yep. Indeed. Jonathan Corona says, Sean, in your opinion, who do you think will own WWE TV rights in your standpoint when the TV rights are done? I think we're looking at Disney on SmackDown, and I think we're looking at USA retaining Raw. I think the relationship between USA and WWE is strong. So, yeah.
But do you think that indicates a bad – I don't think that indicates a bad relationship at all with Fox. It just doesn't seem like they're putting that – I don't know. Would you say that they're putting much effort? Would you even know?
I think they are with those numbers they're dragging in on Fox.
Okay,
oh, hell yeah.
Sure. Just making sure.
WWE people I talked to were very excited today about those badass WWE numbers. Like
I saw.
Listen, man, every Wednesday you'll have some dopes that are like, AEW's dying. Guess what? They got 75,000 people. You'll have people saying, WWE sucks. Nope, they're selling out arenas. They're breaking gross records. They're doing incredible numbers. Wrestling's good right now.
Damn, Sean, I was expecting you to pick one company to shill for. What's wrong with you?
I like them all. I
then
like
you send you
wrestling.
More cheese platters? What's going on? Sorry, I'm a little sassy today.
I love it. He deserves it.
It's been a while.
Indushare are coming, Denise.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The video was really cool. Can you hear me over this?
I don't know. I wonder if anybody can hear the audio.
I like the packaging of that Indushare.
You like the package of Indushare coming, huh?
What can I say?
Well, they're coming. We've got Drew McIntyre and Riddle against Vinci and Kaiser. This is an all right tag match. This was a pretty hot tag team match. Like they had the crowd behind them. Nobody thought they were going to lose this match. What'd you think of it?
I actually really love this, and I love this for a bunch of reasons. One, Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle as a tag team. Cool. I'm here for it. Keep doing it, man. I really like them. I love that there was a moment right before the commercial break where Ludwig Kaiser gave like this freaking dropkick to who did give it to? Oh, yeah, to Riddle. And right before the commercial break, oh, it was a really, really good one. Like, it stood out to me. And then once, you know, we saw Drew McIntyre go in there, he cleaned house, and that was really fun to see. I mean, the second Drew McIntyre went in and cleaned house, it was great. That was it. But the thing that really, really was the cherry on top of the sundae was truly Drew McIntyre dogging Gunther and just having that little interaction where they're both dogging each other. And given that we know what these two guys can do in the ring together, I'm really excited for all of this. Although I was laughing because later on in the show, they had like a backstage promo and Drew McIntyre was like, I don't know why all these teams are popping up. And I'm like, bro, you and Matt Riddle popped up.
That's also true. That is very true.
I was thinking that, like, as he was saying it, I was like, does he not realize that, like, yeah, there's a lot of teams that popped up, but so did he and Riddle. So I thought that was kind of funny.
And I love how Drew McIntyre just parties all the time. He's always like, let's get the hell out of here and party. And listen, I don't think there's any amount of partying that would prepare him for whatever Matt Riddle's going to have in store for them going out in Buffalo.
I saw Riddle in
Las Vegas. Don't want to know what you saw. I don't want to know what you saw.
I don't want to know. Why would you think I saw something bad?
I don't know.
I saw Riddle in Las Vegas because I was interviewing him.
Oh, okay.
And he was like super, like he was a freaking Energizer Bunny times the most energetic drink ever. I couldn't make out anything that he was saying in my interview. He was talking so fast. You should, and that's what I was telling you. So I can only imagine if that's how hyped he was for the interview. I don't know how much fun that was.
I'm good. I'm good, bro.
What? You don't believe me? Watch the
interview. Oh, I believe you.
I asked him one question.
I believe you can go all night long. I believe
one question. He went off for like 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, and just like wouldn't stop talking. And I was like trying to like keep up mentally with everything he was saying. So the other thing that I want to mention, too, was that we were seeing they better not break up Imperium, by the way.
Oh,
because there was
yeah.
a little bit of tension there, and I'm not here for that.
They teased it with Giovanni Vinci, who Riddle called Giovinci, and Drew goes, well, his name's Giovanni, but we'll rock with that. Yeah, I don't want them to split Imperium. I don't want them to change Imperium. If anything, maybe add somebody to Imperium. Because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll switch out that third member. Then they'll have injury issues and they won't have anybody to freebird in there. Just add somebody to the group. And then if one of the two get hurt, you can slide another person in whenever necessary.
Do not break up Imperium. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
I don't ask for much.
We got Ricochet and Logan Paul. By the way, the Riddle has his match next week, but Drew will not be there. And he got Giovanni and Ludwig banned from ringside. Ricochet, Logan Paul, face-to-face. Ricochet comes out and he's like, gee golly, if you folks would be so kind, I just want to let you know that I do this for you, unlike Logan Paul. Logan Paul comes out and he's like, you suck, LOL. I'm like, damn, bro. He's like, you're only good for TikToks. I'm like, all right. I mean, TikTok's really over right now, so that's probably a good thing, Logan Paul. And what Ricochet does is run, jump, and flip outside the ring, and Logan goes, that's what I'm talking about. That's good for TikTok. And then Ricochet proceeds to beat his ass. So it's funny because their spot at Money in the Bank, which, by the way, I rather like this promo segment. I think Ricochet is getting better at talking, too. Their spot at Money in the Bank, they're making it seem like it went wrong and they fought over it. But I think that kind of undermines kayfabe. And I didn't think the spot went that wrong anyway. It ended up looking all right in the end. The whatever launched this feud is a little weird to me because they're like, oh, we screwed up a spot. And I'm like, huh? But everything after that, I'm like, yeah, fine. Like, maybe just have them brawl and not mention the spot at all. Like, they just don't like each other because they cost each other the match. And that's fine with me.
Yeah, this whole thing is built off of a botch. When you think about it, like, yeah, this whole thing is based off of a botch. And it made me wonder, too, was this their plan? Was this going to be their plan, even if everything went as perfectly planned? Or did this only happen because they had a botch and they were like, ah, oh, you know what? Let's just go with this match. I'm curious about that.
Well, I'll find out. But I mean, the match is going to slap. We know this match is going to be amazing. Like, this is going to be incredible.
Right. So there were a couple of things here that I'm seeing the pros. There's some pros. There's some cons right now. So the pros are that this is probably like one of the biggest programs that Ricochet has ever been in. I can't think of another one that was bigger than this right now. And so this is definitely going to give them something to do on the show, give them some sort of purpose, some sort of story. And it's never going to hurt to have him, you know, be on the mic and talk and get comfortable and all of that. I think for me right now, they haven't given me a reason besides disliking Logan Paul to cheer for Ricochet. And yeah, I don't want, how do I say this? I need them to make Ricochet cool for me to want to cheer for him. Because there were some lines that Logan Paul hit where I'm like, even though like we're supposed to be booing this guy, I'm finding myself wanting to root for this guy instead because he had cooler one lines than Ricochet did. And so that's where I hope they kind of like figure it out. Like, they need to give him bigger things to say. And the other thing is,
go ahead. Sorry.
When Ricochet, you know, goes over the top rope, I'm like, why would you do that? No offense, but I'm like, if you did that, you know, Logan Paul, if he was smart, he could have just gone in and just been like, you know what, clothesline, bam, you're out, peace, right?
Sure. I think what they should do with Ricochet, instead of giving him cooler things to say, give him cooler things to do. Like, what's wrong with giving Ricochet some squash matches? We see every guy over 250 pounds get squash matches. Why not have matches where Ricochet just does all his amazingly cool shit that we don't really get to see that much of because he's in competitive matches? Like, do some really, really cool stuff. Have him do things that make you go, oh yeah, that's what we saw in Lucha Underground that made him so unbelievably and undeniably great.
There was one more thing that I didn't like that Logan Paul said, because he said that when him and Ricochet are in the ring, that they make fireworks, or that they're fireworks. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This whole thing is based off of this one botch. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's fireworks. Like, I know this match is going to be good, right? Because they're both very athletic guys and can do very cool things. But that was the one thing that I caught where I was like, wait, why would you say that? Y'all had this botch and that's what this whole thing's being promoted off of. But there's a lot of good potential here that can happen. And I think this could work out for Ricochet, but he definitely needs to step out of his comfort zone and really go, you know, balls to the wall at it, man.
And yeah, I look at that and I'm like, why just can't they have him do these cool things? I think that'd be great. Tamel says the spot went wrong and Logan blames Ricochet for dangerously taking a chance with his life. Well, yeah, to me, it shouldn't be about the spot. It should just be about him getting put through a table. Somebody says that was a botch. You sure? Yeah, they got tangled up in the ropes and it didn't go the way that they wanted. But like, just say that Logan was not
pissed
happy
that he
with
put him
the,
through a table.
They put him through a table. Yeah, absolutely. N. Simmons says, I know Ricochet is supposed to be the nice guy, but I know a low-key sarcastic guy when I see him. Let him actually be himself and talk. Even some of his tweets are kind of sassy. That exactly. I have long said I would love a guy like Ricochet or Apollo Crews to just tell us they know they are exactly as good as they are. Like, when you're a guy like Ricochet, there's no way that you aren't aware that you're better than everybody at everything. But I'll tell you what, Denise, if you want to take your Ricochet to a Dickochet, if you want gravity to forget a few things, if you know what I'm saying, check out bluechew.com/Fightful. Whether you're coming off the top rope or you've got a more mat-based offense, bluechew.com/Fightful is here to help you. Whether you're in the mood or you need to get in the mood, bluechew.com/Fightful has you covered. And right now you get your first shipment free at bluechew.com. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work, but they work on your schedule. Maybe you need that motivation. Maybe you need that confidence. Maybe you're tired of those TikTok times and you're trying to get, you know, a little more long form content, if you know what I mean. Well, set up your tripod appropriately with bluechew.com/Fightful. If you have a Ricochet, please consult a doctor. But you know what? If you want Blue Chew, consult with one of their online physicians, and if approved, it arrives to your door safely and discreetly. No online or no waiting in line at the doctor's office, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You don't have those nosy women at the pharmacy being like, oh my gosh, what's he getting for his penis? Is it one of them Blue Chews? No. Maybe the mailman's going to be like, listen, bro, I know what's in this. It's I'm not supposed to know, but I was at your neighbor's house and I heard her talking about what y'all did. And there's only one answer. It's got to be Blue Chew. So listen, sorry that your mailman might find out, but he's not going to find out through the pharmacy lady or the doctor. First shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. Bluechew.com and the code Fightful. Love them. Our longest running sponsor, Blue Chew.
Yeah. Thanks for just throwing me out there when I wasn't even expecting it.
Ann Simmons says, here's a super chat for using my Ricochet super chat as a segue for Blue Chew. Denise, I pray for you dealing with this guy. Listen, if you would like to sponsor a Fightful podcast or any number of Fightful podcasts, you can contact myself or Kate. She is at Miss Kate Fabe on Twitter. We have sponsorship slots open this month for a lot of big shows, especially on Grapsity, on the Collision post shows. We've got them like for all budgets as well, whether it be the ROH show, whether it be news shows. Check it out. Hit me up or hit up Kate.
You know, people don't realize that I just deal with you here on the show, but you send me the most random, worst text messages of my life.
Like what?
What did you send me the other day where I was just like, really, Sean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. You'd be sending some random stuff to me. Makes me question my life's decisions.
You make it sound like I send you like devious stuff and I don't.
No, you send me like really, really Sean Ross Sapp jokes.
Like what? I'm trying to look right now.
No, you're looking.
I'm looking look. Right now. Like, what could I have possibly said?
Do you remember the stuff that you sent me about Taylor Swift when she broke up with Joe Alwyn? Oh, you remember, don't you?
That was funny.
You remembered
though.
Right now.
That was funny though, right?
Yeah, but I was like, why would you send me this? I didn't
asked,
reveal what you said.
I asked Denise,
it.
I asked Denise how she would feel. Damn, I haven't responded to like your last six text messages.
Yeah, thanks, by the way. You always do that to me. This is what pisses me off too, is that you fucking like get me going and I start fucking writing all these things via text message and I write and I write and look, then guys, you don't even fucking respond.
Look at this, guys. Obsessed much?
I'm like, why the hell? She sent what's me- worse? What's worse is that you always start the conversation and then you leave me hanging. But tell tell the people what you wrote to me that day when Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn broke up. Keep in mind, this was freaking random out of the blue when you sent me this text.
I said, how would you feel if you found out the reason that they broke up is because Taylor and I were having an affair? How conflicted would you feel?
Why would your brain go there? And why would you feel the need to send me that?
Because I want to put you in this moral conflict of your friend and coworker.
Okay, if you were dating Taylor Swift or you're having an affair with Taylor Swift, I would become your best fucking friend ever just so that I could be associated to Taylor. Okay. All of a sudden, I would be like, Sean Rossap is the freaking greatest.
But you do know and like my wife a lot, correct?
Yes.
So that would be another moral conflict. So how terrible of a person are you?
Hold on. So my options are, but if that meant me being friends with Taylor Swift,
that's so
then
bad.
I would be like, okay, sorry. You're so really bad. Nice and I really care for you, but Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
But you see what I mean? Why would you text me that?
Because it's funny. I love it.
No, it's here's so here's what I dumb. Like. To just it's put it so in, dumb.
Just put it in your brain. Just be like, why would he do that? I sent that to the Cease twins too, because they love like, my wife.
Yeah, but why would you? Oh my God. Their Cease twins are little, like little.
In their mid-20s. What
well,
are you
they
talking
look
about?
Little.
I know they
look
do.
Like your daughters.
So here's a funny thing. One time, I posted a picture with the Cease twins and my wife on Instagram, and I put our adult twins. And some doofus on Twitter, after I posted a picture, I think it was the Minnesota, the dinner, it was like, oh, you're out hanging out with women when you got twins at home. I was like, how stupid are you?
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Or like, yeah, so I mean, never knowing what you're going to message me.
I love it. Bizarro Big L says, Denise, the original cone was a waffle because the vendor ran out of cups. The cone is superior. The slander is almost as outrageous as The Miz not getting stomped night after night by Ciampa. Swifties are the new zombie virus. Favorite ice cream flavor? What's your
black
favorite
cherry.
Ice cream flavor? I like butter pecan.
You would like butter pecan.
Yeah, my grandmother likes it. So I grew up eating it. And then by the time I grew up, I just liked it. Maxine Dupree.
I'm honestly surprised your favorite ice cream flavor isn't just like vanilla, but the off-brand vanilla. Not even the good vanilla.
No, it's either that or cookies and cream is
my everybody jam. Likes cookies and cream.
Because it's dope.
It's okay. Anyway, like, it's good, but I got to be craving it.
Maxine Dupree's graduation. This is all right. Like,
it was boring, bro. Just be honest.
Yeah, it was boring.
It could have been funnier.
You know
the best part was Otis dancing and taking off his robe. That was the best part.
Yeah, you're right.
I was expecting way more from this.
I think that I was just tolerating this because I like wrestling. This wasn't good. I didn't like it. It was boring. We got to see a fifth match in this feud. And listen, I get it. There's six people in this feud. There's six people in this feud. So people are going to tell me, that's how a feud works. I don't care. I don't like the feud. It's not good. I like everybody in the feud, but I don't like the feud. I could have done without this. We did get a super chat. Jay Miller says, need an Alpha Academy Chase U feud at some point. Ideally, yeah.
I would too. But yeah, I think given what they did last week with Maxine, that was such a good moment because people really kind of found her very lovable after that. And I think I was expecting them to keep that going. And they didn't give us any of that. I was like, why didn't you guys give her any funny lines? Ooh, they could have just made this so much funnier and they just didn't. There was no comedy in it whatsoever. And this was something that you were expecting comedy. I wasn't expecting something serious.
Louise says, can we skip to Diamond Mine versus Alphas, please? I don't know if they're coming up quite yet, but I hope they are. We've got SAS saying, in your opinion, what does Roman care about the most right now, the Universal title or the Tribal Chief title? So I think it's always Tribal Chief title, head of the table title. And that's why the title means so much to him, because when you look up and down his family is Afa, it's Sika, it's Yokozuna, it's The Rock, it's Rocky Johnson via the bloodline. Like, it is full of Hall of Famers. And to him, he is the main provider of that. That's why I always said if he faced The Rock, you do not need a WWE championship in it. In fact, you don't, you shouldn't have it, because that telegraphs that Roman's going to win. But if you say this is for the Tribal Chief, this is for the head of the table, and the winner physically has that lay put on them by the loser and acknowledged, that is the main thing to me. That's what should be the big thing to Roman, in my opinion. Shayna Baszler murdered Emma and then brawled with Rousey. Denise, I wasn't here with you for Money in the Bank, but being in that arena, there were a lot of unique reactions. Drew returns, Roman loses, John Cena's back. Perhaps my favorite reaction was when Shayna Baszler turned on Ronda Rousey, because zero people in that building thought that was coming. Nobody. Go back and listen to that for anybody that didn't. It was such a shocked reaction. And everybody's like, oh my God, something we didn't see coming in any capacity at all. So therefore, I'm in favor of this feud. I'm liking the progression of it. I think it's going to result in Shayna beating that ass.
Yeah, it's just weird though, because like, I think they're still supposed to, they're still trying to make Ronda the face in this, and she's clearly not that. Shayna last week, that promo that she caught, that she did, she got so much praise online. People were digging it. People loved what she said. People loved the little one-liners. They loved everything that they did here. I thought this week was a simple little follow-up. Love seeing them go at it and just start fighting each other as it should be. But yeah, I'm definitely not. I don't know how they can see Ronda as the face in this at all. Like, that makes zero sense to me right now. But well, no, not that it makes zero sense to me, because clearly she was the one that was betrayed, but in terms of like, the audience is not seeing it that way though.
I am completely with you there. We have the Chelsea and Sonya match. They complain at Raquel, Liv, and Rhea rolls up, and she's like, listen, if you all ever get involved in what I'm doing again, it'll be a mistake. Stick to your tag team division. You're doing really well. Chelsea's in the background. She says, yeah, three strikes, you're out. Basketball. Like, man, they missed out firing her, first off. They missed out doing nothing with her for years. They had her, Denise. They had her 8 years ago. Off of Tough Enough, she could have went directly to NXT and be produced. Instead, fortunately, she worked ROH, Impact, Lucha Underground, Mexico, Japan, worked everywhere, and was an underrated performer for a long time, because a lot of people were under the impression she wasn't any good because they didn't use her in NXT. Nope, that was their loss. She's been killing it. She had a quick match here. It was, eh. The pin was not good, but that ain't what people are talking about right now. The basketball line was great. The tease of Raquel and Rhea was great. Dig.
Maybe
this.
You could let it slide because she's Canadian. I was going to make that joke, but then I didn't there think some go. People were getting. Okay, but anyways, it. it's a whole whatever. I loved it. I thought that's exactly what makes the character of Chelsea Green work perfectly. And she's got it down to a T with that. With all that being said, so next week we're getting the actual tag team championship match for the titles, right? I'm sorry, yeah. But I really want Sonya and Chelsea to get the titles. My interest is very, very low with right now with the titles being on Liv and Raquel, only because they haven't made me fall in love with the tag team just yet. Whereas I have, like, you know, just been more, I'm more favorable towards Sonya and Chelsea, because the Chelsea character is so funny and I want to see that be a thing. But at the same time, I'm like, do I really want to keep seeing the tag team titles be hot potatoed? No, not exactly. So this is one of the situations where I guess whoever wins is fine, but I really do want to see Sonya and Chelsea get these titles. I've been wanting them to get the titles since the beginning this whole thing started.
Yeah, it seems very much like they should lean into Rhea and Raquel at SummerSlam, and therefore Chelsea and Sonya get the tag titles. Oh, man. Marshall is a new member. Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate you. We've been putting some unseen videos up there on our member section. SAS says, if WWE plays it right, Rhea could have feuds with a built-up Zoe Stark and Shayna after SummerSlam. And then Becky down the line, too, because that's something that got teased and we never got.
They've been teasing that and we still haven't gotten it. I've been waiting for it.
I mean, it's to me, I look at Rhea and Bianca as don't do that until it's a WrestleMania match. Until they do it at Mania, don't do it. And it's such a slam dunk WrestleMania match in the future. But they've messed up a lot of those. Becky and Rhea is another one. I'm like, WrestleMania. Like that would be really, really great.
Yeah, great.
K775 says Rhea, Raquel, SummerSlam, and Fastlane. I suspect Becky versus Rhea will be at Survivor Series. I think WrestleMania, man.
Those got to be WrestleMania, SummerSlam matches. Fastlane, not so much. I don't even know when's Fastlane. When is Fastlane?
In September, I think.
I've been confusing the Fastlane date and the Payback date.
Yeah, I'll be at Payback. Whatever's in Indianapolis, I'll be there. Jessica Nelson says, do you know anything about the Becky being gone after SummerSlam for a while? Again, guys, this is a you get what you pay for kind of thing with the news. I asked and was told that as of now, Becky is not planning on taking time off after SummerSlam. And if she happens to, that would be more of a convenience. I was just straight up told that Becky works until everything falls apart like a proper worker. That's what I was told. I guess anything could happen, but as of this past weekend, she wasn't planning on taking any time off. Bizarro Big L says, woke up halfway through the show. Did I miss anything? Anyone feel like the women's division is being held back? The top women are good. The tag division has felt buried, especially the call-ups. And Sean, Day Man by Bumping Uglies music video for 100K. I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up. I feel like under Triple H, the women's division has not gotten nearly the care that it should have. Like all the things we talk about that have made more sense and worked out better under Triple H, women's division, I don't think has consistently been one of them. I think that they have been nerfed. They haven't been given nearly enough time. And it's one of those things that I don't think improved that much. Now, granted, we're getting more of a variety of matches, but yeah.
Yeah, and that was one of the things, like, remember SummerSlam when, like, Triple H was running things and we got Damage Control and EO and Dakota, and it felt like, oh, my God, all these really good things are going to happen, and then it was like,
eh. Yeah.
Hey, 100K, we got to do your roast. I knew you were going to back
down.
You
were
going to do it. I knew you were
going to
do it.
You're going to make me a pot roast? You're going to make me a pot roast?
I knew you weren't going to do it, Sean.
You're right. I'm not going to do it. Anyway, KE775 says, think Chelsea and Sonya win next week. I'm leaning yes. I'm also leaning yes, Denise. I think that they're setting up Raquel and Rhea, and that makes all the sense in the world. And Rhea can cost Raquel the match. I think it works out pretty well. I think that's how they should set it up, as Rhea costs Raquel the match. Then they do like a battle royal for top contender, and I want Raquel to eliminate
everybody.
I want her to go in psychotic and throw everyone out.
So you want a psychotic Raquel, no more happy Raquel.
Just for this. Like, I think that this is what, this.
Ooh, what if she's like creepy, happy, psychotic?
That would be cool too. Like the Smile movie.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's not the real Raquel. It is the real Raquel. Raquel smiles. She's happy. She's jovial. That's how she is. But she cares a lot about these tag team titles. And I think her flipping out over that would add a little bit to that as well in loss.
And she's had not so great luck with the tag team titles, because both times with her and Dakota and NXT, they didn't even get to have an actual run. And then she gets the tag titles with Liv. Liv gets injured. Yeah. They finally get them back. okay, now what? You know, so I do feel bad saying like, oh, they should give the titles to Sonya and Chelsea, because I'm like, oh, I do feel bad for Liv and Raquel though. So, but I really hope that they find their chemistry together. I think that's the reason why I haven't been able to connect yet with the actual tag team.
Payback is in Pittsburgh. Fastlane is in Indianapolis, according to Luis.
You almost showed up at the wrong pay-per-view.
Either way, I think Jeremy's going to the other one. Steven Marcolucci, can't pronounce that name. Raw felt like a Vince show tonight. I haven't heard of anything. Haven't heard of any sweeping changes or anything like that. So for everybody that says, oh, man, you must be desperate always talking about Vince. You know what I would love the most is if I never had to cover Vince McMahon's creepy old ass again. If he would get smooth the hell out of pro wrestling and never come back, so I never had to talk about that fucking weirdo.
Just again. Don't read the comments, Sean. Stop reading the comments.
I'm sorry, Denise, but our audience is important to me. Whether yeah, or not
stop reading the negative comments.
Muted. Denise doesn't care about all you people. I do. But there ain't anything I want to cover less than Vince.
See, you muted me because you knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, because
why don't you just ignore it? Why don't you just ignore it? And why don't you? Sean, you know what?
You looked at me in my face at Ring of Honor and you said, yeah, you know, I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to ignore people.
Oh,
2 days later. Not even. Denise. Two, like, minutes later.
You don't want to go there, Denise.
You do not what go now?
There. You don't want to go there. Do you mean start talking in a New York accent? No, Denise. No, thank you.
I don't get it. Sorry. I don't know what you're talking about anymore. I'm just telling you, ignore the freaking haters already. I tell Denise, you every day.
You do not tell me every... Okay, so here's what Denise does.
Ignore the haters.
And then if I say anything to her about them, she's like, no, you just need to ignore it. You just need to ignore it. Denise, I have to block people because if I don't, they will post paywalled information in the replies of my comments.
I like how you're explaining it to me like I'm stupid.
Well,
I understand, Sean. I'm not stupid.
If the helmet fits, wear it.
I'm just telling you, there are certain comments you could definitely ignore.
Like what? Give me an example.
No, bro, you have like 100,000 quote retweets arguing with people.
No, I don't.
And yeah, you do.
Denise, okay, we'll have this conversation on the air. No, I don't.
I'm not going to go in and count them.
We don't have to. Let's talk okay. about this.
Everyone here who follows you on Twitter.
Muted. Last week, somebody tried to troll me. No, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I'm being dead serious.
Fine, go.
I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
I quote tweeted someone and I said, your name is Peter. Last week. He went on a 12-hour meltdown over that. I did not say anything else to him. I just moved on.
That okay. was
a person today said, and I quote, here we go. Let's read one. Basically, Sean Ross Sapp is a clickbait whore, simping for himself and his Mark friends, chasing clout online in hopes of one day being looked at as a journalist with actual credibility. He's probably an incel as well. Selling cameos of himself for $20, same as a downtown BJ.
Wait, what? Okay, I'm sorry. This person was very creative. Got to even give him a little credit for all that creativity.
Listen. I said, I sell cameos for charity. My bio says not a journalist. $20 BJs? How you know? That is not an argument.
I was about to ask, how does one know of a downtown, how much the price, the going rate for a downtown BJ is?
Sometimes, Denise, sometimes everybody needs to know exactly how fucking stupid some of these people are.
Yeah, I know, Sean. I know.
Sometimes it is important. Sometimes when you see obsessive behavior and there are things that will come to light in the wrestling world that will highlight this, sometimes obsessive behavior should be highlighted and people should be like, that's fucking weird. Don't be like that. This person is not normal over wrestling. This, do you know how many people will be in the replies saying,
SRS blocked me because I didn't like the same wrestling things that he liked.
And then you go back and you look, and there'll be just like full of homophobic or racist slurs or something like that. Denise, respectfully, you don't have a clue what you're talking about in this situation.
I get what you're saying, but you're making it seem like not everybody gets these kinds of comments. They're nasty, they're terrible, blah, blah. People get obsessive. People make videos about you. I've seen it. And you know what? I just think, so the fuck what? Move on with my life.
Denise, so you can do that, and that's fine. But it is also fine to highlight weird, obsessive people.
Fine.
Let me talk, Denise. It's okay to highlight weird, obsessive people and say, this ain't fucking normal. Don't be like this. This is strange. This isn't okay. And when people are undermining the credibility of the work that I put in for over a decade, didn't take a day off for 4 years at one point, worked every day of my life. You can giggle all you want. Worked my ass off, just like you have too. Hold on. Let me mute you. Trying to undermine the credibility of what I'm doing, making up things that we did not report, making up things that are not true, when our foundation of Fightful is based on accurate information. It is important to highlight that and say, no, this is a lie. This isn't true. This person is, in fact, fucking stupid. That's why I do that. And because I want people that watch this show or subscribe to Fightful Select to say, I don't want this person's $5. If you are a piece of shit, if you are homophobic, if you are if you're any of those things, if you are a bad person, I don't want your $5. I'd rather have that from this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, because then when they come to Fightful, they don't have to worry about dealing with fucking idiots like the people that I quote tweet and say, your name is Peter. That's why, Denise.
Okay,
there's a rhyme and
we have different mentalities when it comes to this, but there's a difference though. There's a difference between correcting people when they're saying that you reported something that you didn't. And then there's Joe Schmo from Buttfuck, Mississippi, all of a sudden is trying to undermine your credit, like undermine you. Who the hell cares? We don't even know this person. But why? If it's somebody, okay, here's the way that I see it. If
because
someone talks shit to
our
me, that's like,
you asked who cares. I care.
Right, okay. So that's the difference. You care, but I don't.
Yes, I care about making sure that our audience isn't being fed misinformation. On any given day, like I'm going to pull up, well, I bet you Twitter analytics don't work right now. Guarantee you that shit don't work right now. On any given day, I get sent about 10 or 15 like scoops from people who do not do the legwork. And I got to siphon through that. Okay. Last month, I got 80,000 tweets sent my way, Denise. Less than 1% of those I can even reply to. Less than 1% of that is something even remotely negative. But somebody says, isn't this meant to be a wrestling stream? Yeah, if you would like to click off, I'm sure there's something else you can watch. We can have this conversation as well. But of that, a lot of times I've got to go through these reports that are not accurate. People do not do the work. And then when they report things, they are trying to undermine our credibility. Sometimes those people catch fire for a little bit. We saw it. We saw it with the Zero News dork for a little while. I'll name him. Okay. So people said, is he credible? I said, no, dude ain't. Gets rundown info fed to him, but I'll tell you why I don't like him. He's a bad person. He said homophobic stuff. He tried to get our site shut down, said horrible things about a sick and dying woman, has said really, really terrible things about my family personally. I don't hesitate to let people know about this. Like, that's why I highlight stuff like that. Because sometimes people need to know. And if I was that terrible of a person, I would hope that people highlighted it too. Occasionally, you'll see people saying,
Sean Rossap doxes people.
Nope, ain't true. Sometimes I defend myself against that. Denise, if it doesn't matter to you, that's okay. But I'm running a business and I've got to protect that business. And sometimes I have to protect it from misinformation.
Okay, Sean, I understand. I think we just have two different viewpoints. I understand when you have to protect certain things and protect misinformation. But I think there are other times where you can just let it go because some people aren't worth it. And that's what I'm trying to say. Some people are just not worth taking the time to respond to.
Do you think I respond? Because then it
just
messes.
It's just too much.
Denise, you've seen the stuff that people send to you.
Oh yeah, I see it and I go, who the fuck's this dork? Bam.
Okay.
Muted. I don't even care. Or I just continue on with my day.
I respond to less than 1% of negativity that is even put forth on Twitter. There would be no possible way. If I responded to all the negativity on Twitter, like you're implying.
I didn't imply that. I just said you do. You comment when you fight with people way too much.
For you, right? Do you know how many wrestlers
in general?
Do you know how many wrestlers are like, wish I could say that? Wish I could do that? Of
course, I'm sure. Sometimes you want to say things, but it's just not, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, there's just more important things.
Sometimes it doesn't matter because there could be potentially harmful things said. Remember all the comments when we dared to have dinner with our friends in Minnesota?
Yes.
The horrible things that were being said there. Sometimes dorks need to be highlighted and you say, why would they act like this over something like that? Sometimes I find that important. But if you go down my Twitter, you're not going to see me arguing with trolls. You're going to see me highlighting this and being like, this guy's pretty weird, huh? That's all. We good?
Dude, you're the one who got worked up over this. You got like upset that I brought this up.
I didn't get it. I explained it to you. And then you got.
I know. You've explained this to me a bunch of times.
Then why keep bringing it up?
Because I just told you because I know. Never mind. I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm not even going to say nothing, Sean. I don't want to make you upset.
Denise, see, okay.
And then all of a sudden, I'm going to get
so Denise, no, this well is, on your this future endeavors. I ain't going to fire you, Denise. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, I would never.
She's Denise, weird. Fire her for saying this.
Denise, okay. Now, yeah, don't perpetuate that.
What I'm saying,
there was no upset. That. There was no upset. I just wanted my point to be heard because you bring it up a lot.
I get your point.
I know.
A lot of people do bring it up.
Sure, but you bring it up a lot, so I explained it. So now you know.
I bring it up because I know that you have told me multiple times that you were not gonna be as crazy anymore.
Okay, Denise, I encourage you, look at the tweets. Don't just scroll by and say, oh, he's arguing with somebody again. Look at the tweet.
Okay, fine.
Look at the tweet replied to. Look at the manner in which I conducted it. Read the tweets. Don't sit there and be like, I just dismissed it. This is Denise keeps poking the bear. That's the thing. I didn't get upset over this. I didn't like yell at you or anything like that. I told you my reason. I told you why I did it. I told you why I'm selective in doing that because I feel like it's important to protect our asset in Fightful. I understand why you want to completely ignore it. And that is fine. That is your prerogative. And I think that you got, by all means, I wish I was in the position to do that. I wish I was in the position to where I didn't have to block anybody either. I could just mute people. But if I don't, they're posting paywalled info under there. So here's what happens. People get a little bit obsessive, a little bit crazy. It trails off from there. I know the score. I see it. It ain't that big of a deal. It's a button. If somebody wants to get unblocked, they can message Kyler and we'll do it.
Okay. We're just, like I said, we're two very different people when it comes to this.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I won't bring it up anymore. I promise. I won't say anything anymore. I won't even bring it up ever again. I understand your reasons, and I will never bring it up again.
Well, the most important question of this is buttfuck the capital of Mississippi?
Hey, man, I don't know. Because I don't care about no buttfuck Mississippi.
My God. Dream Ninja says, legit have never seen people 100% lie as much as they do with SRS posts. It's obsessive in their drive to discredit SRS and Fightful. Kim Gray says, been at the beach on vacation and missed so much wrestling. Thank you, SRS and Denise, for helping me get caught up. We appreciate it. We appreciate it, Kim. Hope you're doing good. Got RS saying they're setting up 4 women's matches at SummerSlam, plus the EO Bailey story, the amount of girls on the roster that's so good. Critiques on the women's booking need to slow. It's greatly improved. The in-ring match times aren't quite there for me. Like, the in-ring match times have been a little bit off, but...
For everything, though. This was something that I mentioned a couple weeks ago. Where, and we're not just talking about the women here. I've been noticing it for the men, too. It doesn't matter if it's a singles match, it's a tag team match, it doesn't matter. I've been noticing it now for a couple of weeks now that we've been getting these very quick matches on Raw where, there was a perfect example, and I can't remember it now anymore because the match was something that I was looking forward to, and then they didn't deliver anything. And so now I completely forgot what's Bronson Reed versus, was it Mustafa Ali? No,
yeah, I think
was
so. It that no.
one? No, there was one I remember not too long ago.
Our saying says heck of a promo by the Giants third baseman.
Is that JD Davis?
Yeah, it is JD.
Oh, he's from the Giants. Why don't Broadway you go to promo about that, Sean? You're tired of people telling me I look like JD Davis.
I mean, we look similar. Like, I can't ignore it. We look similar.
I hate when people tell you you look like somebody because then you Google the person and then if you think they're ugly, you're just like, fuck, you just ruined my day. Thanks, I'm ugly. Thank you for letting me know.
Who do people say that you look like?
I don't want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
I just spilled water on my table.
I'm not about to go on a freaking TED Talk about I don't like people saying this, this, and that about me.
We got... Broadway Joe saying, unrelated, Rhea Ripley sure is great in her news and her contract. Does TK have a shot? Oh, they're going to lock her up for years and years and years. I would be shocked. I would say less than a 10% chance.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
If Tony Khan had a chance of landing Rhea Ripley for AEW, they're going to lock her up
forever. Triple H loves Rhea Ripley. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Loves her. Like, he's always putting her over, like, tremendously and everything.
Dream Ninja says, Triple H being graded against his NXT women's division of years ago. We know he can book women well. The 4 women's matches at SummerSlam does sound great, though. It does sound great. I hope it happens. I just hope it's not like a 12-match show, but I could see like an 8 or 9-match show. Also, I could see some of those matches just happening on like SmackDown or a big Raw because they have seemed to really like doing 7 to 8-match cards, Denise.
Yeah, I think what they've been doing the last couple of pay-per-views has felt really nice. Like, the pay-per-views don't feel long, and they feel like you've got just enough. That all the matches get time. That's what has been making a lot of the pay-per-views feel a lot stronger, is that the matches that, even the ones that you're not on paper really looking forward to, they tend to deliver pretty well.
We've got Cody challenging Brock for SummerSlam. I loved Brandon Thurston pointing out, yeah, a modern day Hard Times promo mentions student loan debt for sure. That was pretty funny. I really want like a big stipulation for this. I wish it was a dog collar match. WWE has never had a proper one on the main roster. What does this need for you?
Ooh, well, here's the thing though. If they're going to do a dog collar match, I need the blood. Call me John Monson. I need the blood for this one. Depending on what they decide to do. I'm not going to go with Hell in a Cell because he already did that with Seth Rollins and it would feel like maybe they can come up with something new. If they do a last man standing, I wouldn't hate that. They didn't do that for their last stipulation, did they? No, huh? Oh, I'm confusing that right now with Brock and Roman because they did Brock and Roman last man standing at SummerSlam last year. I want it to be gruesome.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I don't know if WWE is going to do that.
I think they could. I think they should.
I think they should, but I don't know they're gonna. Like, I need some blood and violence here.
Matt C says, just got back from Raw. Cody is over. Go Bills. Bills can suck it. But Cody is massively over. Incredible merch seller. He has definitely made a difference at the box office, Denise. Like, he has had, I mean, how often have we seen these record-setting gates, record-setting shows, sold-out shows because, like, he's back?
I'm losing track lately with all these record-breaking things because every time I go online, it's like, oh, record-breaking MSG, record-breaking at freaking PLE of Money in the Bank. And then there's all these little, like, fine wordings that change the record every time. So every time I think, okay, well, that record can't be broken anymore. All of a sudden next week, it's like, oh, they changed the word and this is the next record. There's a lot. Can't keep up with all of it.
We got Easy Breezy saying, do you think with how big SummerSlam is, they would ever make it a two-night show or just leave that for Mania? Love your guys' work. That's a very interesting question. I mean, they like running big stadiums. I mean, this is going to be at Ford Field, which is going to be very, very cool. Do you think they could ever go two nights?
For SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Too much. It's overkill. I'm going to say no.
I don't think they build enough people appropriately throughout the year to do that, honestly. I think that they could try, but it'd be like a 30-40. And then why not just run 170?
Because here's the thing. The reason why they did it with WrestleMania was because these shows were like 8-9 hours because they were trying to fit everybody and their mothers in it because it's WrestleMania and everybody wants to have a WrestleMania moment, even though there's a lot of matches on WrestleManias that don't necessarily like – they just throw these matches together just so that this person could be in the card instead of this being an actual feud that was, you know, building up for a very long time. And they don't do that anymore. And so, like, that was the sole reason for that. And I can't imagine them doing that for SummerSlam. And I think it would kind of take away from WrestleMania because that's, like, the whole big part of the spectacle now where you get these big two nights because it's WrestleMania. So I wouldn't want to see that for SummerSlam. Like, I'm good with the one day. I'm good.
That's understandable. Reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Please subscribe. Also, if you're here, check out the Grapsody interview with Athena that dropped last week. R. Zhang says, Denise, did they compare your face or your feet?
Oh, God. Well, how could you memorize someone's feet and be like, oh, her feet look like Sally Sue's feet that look like
Sally
Jane
Sue.
Doe's feet? I'm sorry, but if you that can remember someone's feet and say, oh, they look like that other person's feet, we got something going on here. And I'm sorry, but no way. That's too much for me.
Heidi Ho says, I live in the neighboring state of Alabama. I do occasionally ride my motorcycle through the curvy roads of Buttfuck, Mississippi.
That's literally what I call everything. Every place that I don't know, just be like, oh, it's Buttfuck this place.
He's gonna drive through Buttfuck, Mississippi. He's gonna look in somebody's window and they're gonna be tweeting, Sean Ross Sapp is a mark. You got a no DQ, Matt.
Okay. You know what? How about this, Sean? As a peace offering for triggering you, I will allow you in your next comeback to be like, you know what? Use my Buttfuck line. I will let you use it. That's my peace offering. It's my olive branch.
You got one good line and you're giving it up?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to go on Twitter and use Buttfuck.
You might. You were cursing a lot for a while on Twitter.
Yeah, and then I stopped because I just realized it. Well, I'm not going to get into this because this is going to start a whole other argument and I'm not about to get into that.
Go ahead. I try not to curse on Twitter anymore.
Yeah, me either. I'm corporate now, Sean. I behave well. Behave like a little lady.
Oh, my God. Matt Hennessy says, seems like we're getting Miz and Reed versus DIY. Reports came out recently saying Miz and Ciampa feud was to lead to Johnny return at a DIY reunion. That's not what it was to lead to. I'll have what it was to lead to on FightfulSelect.com. But yes, Ciampa and Miz had a match, no DQ match. We saw some cool spots with Ciampa, but Bronson Reed cost him the match. If Ciampa's going to lose this, I'm glad it was because of something like this, because that finish rules. I love the tsunami. If Miz is going to win, it's got to be because of this, because he ain't got no business beating Ciampa at this stage. But Bronson Reed is a guy that I think needed a little bit more steam, and Ciampa needs a little bit more motivation. So I didn't hate this. And I think the person who needed the win the most in this got it. How'd you feel about this?
I have three thoughts. One, The crowd was really into this. At first, I thought that it was, I thought they were piping in crowd noise. And then I'm like looking at the audience. I'm like, oh no, they're actually reacting to this. The other thing was, I haven't decided if I like this or not. And here's how I'm going to decide. If this is going to lead to Bronson Reed once again doing whatever the hell he was doing with The Miz, I don't like it. If this is just going to lead to Bronson Reed and Tommaso Ciampa, I'm all here for it. Now, if it leads to both things, cool, but I just don't want him aligned with The Miz, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it still needs to be a very much like a Bronson Reed is hired thing. And I would love to be like, see Bronson Reed be like, you had to pay me up front this time. But what I would really love is for Miz's money to run out, like at the end of like one of the matches, and Bronson walks out and Ciampa and Gargano just beat the ever loving shit out of The Miz. I think that would be good. We've got Ella J, our good friend, saying, I think I was one of the only people rooting for The Miz tonight. So glad he finally got his first win of the year. Crazy it took so long. I can't believe it was his first win of the year. Damn.
That's rough.
Ella J bringing The Miz stats.
That's rough.
Oh, that is rough. Glad to see Ella J here, host of A Wrestling Gal. She's all over the place. She said that we're chanting, we want tables the whole time. They got tables.
Yeah,
I think that worked out pretty well. That worked out pretty darn well. We got Elite Biscuit saying, Gargano going MIA with Vince around concerns me. Also, Candace versus Rhea would be a banger. Can we give her some TV time? I think Candace is best set in the tag team division. I think that her and Indy should go on a run there. But yeah.
They would complement each other nicely.
So he brings up a good point. Technically, didn't Miz beat Shane?
Oh my God, WrestleMania.
Yep.
I was about to say, was that this year?
Jason Blair says, Director of Operations, Corporate Salcedo.
Oh, well, that's nice. I like the sound of that. By the way, I still haven't used this one. I've been saving it. Denzie, these nuts.
I love that you keep reminders. Sticky note reminders.
I keep reminders of everything. I'm going to remind today, put a reminder that today Sean Rossap yelled at me for 20 minutes.
He yelled at you. It was like 10 minutes. But
yeah, okay. Sean Rossap yelled at me for 10 minutes on the air.
I don't think anybody... I don't think anybody online has seen me angry at somebody.
All the time.
No, I get angry.
They treated
at
like
you.
Freaking trash on here. I'm the basura of Fightful.
The what?
The basura. The trash.
Oh. Patrick says, just want to shout out Bambi Hall for getting on AEW. Shout out Bambi Hall. Judgment Day promo. Finn Balor calls out Damian Priest, but instead he gets Rhea and Dom. They want them to smooth everything over, and they do. They get on the same page. They're going to work things out because Seth and Dominic are going to have a match. I loved Seth's line. He said, Rhea, you're not going to be the only one spanking Dominic tonight.
That was good. That was good. There were some questionable lines today on Raw involving the Judgment Day, by the way.
Including backstage, Rhea Ripley is like, Dom was in prison and he really worked his cardio. And Sammy's like, you know what she meant by that? And he whispered, she means fucking.
Okay, he didn't say that. There's going to be people that didn't watch Raw that are going to legitimately think that
Sammy
said it. But no, but we didn't hear what he actually said when he whispered.
Yeah. He's like, they talking about humping. That's what he said, just like that, in that accent. They talking about humping.
Okay, so when this whole thing happened backstage, I saw
the script.
I was thinking, I was like, wait, is this what I think it means? And then when Sammy said the same thing, I was like, oh, thank God. I was afraid that I wasn't going to get the joke.
With Rhea, it always means that. I did an interview with her, and I was like, listen, you know what you're doing with the pins and all that stuff. And she's like, yeah, I absolutely do. 100%. Like, she knows.
Or the new t-shirt, Mommy's Always on Top.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
You saw like Dominic was wearing it today. Mommy's Always on Top.
It's brilliant. Parker says, I don't even know if that's PG. Well, KO and Zayn made the save. But then Judgment Day defeated Seth, KO, and Sammy. Sammy been taking a lot of L's lately, but you know, Judgment Day has been a hit. We reported on FightfulSelect.com recently, Denise, that all of Judgment Day were over backstage for various reasons. Dominic is you know, just all in on this character. Finn Balor has fit wherever they needed him. Damian Priest's work ethic through the roof. And Rhea Ripley was gutting out an injury. Like, she talked about her kneecap coming out all the time. And then she went out and had the type of match that they had last week where they just beat the snot out of each other. It's really, really great to see that. So I'm glad to see Judgment Day getting booked in a great situation. It looks like they might be up for the tag titles to the point to where I was like, are Rhea and Dom going to challenge for the tag titles? Like,
I thought that too for a split second. But then I was like,
wait. I would love that.
I would too, but I don't think they're going to do it though. I feel like
it's... Me neither.
I don't want to say too out there because WWE has surely done a million zillion things that are too out there. But for this new era of WWE, not so much.
Yeah, like I think it would be buzzworthy, but you know, there would be people that took issue with it as well. And understandably so.
I don't know. I think when it comes to that stuff, I really truly feel that it depends on how they book it, how they lay it all out. I do think that Rhea Ripley, I don't know. And there's, to me, it's more believable to have Rhea Ripley as one of the male tag team champions than Dominic Mysterio. Rhea Ripley, I'm afraid of. She'll kick my ass. I don't know. I think I can take Dominic. I think people might feel the same way. So I don't want to hear none of this like boy-girl stuff.
Well, Judgment Day getting the win. How'd you feel about that? Match was good. We know that. Like, you know, it's going to be good.
Well, but truthfully,
I thought this worked out well.
The thing that I pretty much like, and a lot of it had to do with the ins and outs, because they had a lot of in-ring backstage stuff going on today on Raw for the Judgment Day. But for me, I think what I really enjoyed, though, was the story that they did with Damian Priest and Finn Balor, where even though they made peace and the, you know, water under the bridge, it still is lingering there. Not so much so that it's affecting the Judgment Day, but they planted those seeds so that if it happens, no one's really going to be that surprised, because it's like, okay, Damian Priest has his money in the bank and he had issues with Finn Balor on so-and-so date. So I did like that. And I did like Rhea Ripley taking the role of, you guys better stop fighting, get it together, make friends, get back on board. And then the other thing that I will say too is today when I went online and then I saw that they were going to do a rematch between Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio, I was thinking, man, we're really going to get another rematch. I was thinking like, damn, Vince McMahon, blah, blah, blah. These were the thoughts that went through my head. So I was so happy that this was what we ended up getting for the actual main event, because this was, like you said, it was a fun match. Everything worked great. I actually do want to say that there was one specific thing that Dominic did. Yes, when he took the stunner from Kevin Owens, I loved actually the way that Dominic Mysterio sold that. That he did a really good job with that. So that was something that definitely stood out to me. But I liked this. I did not hate this at all. So much better than what I was expecting for tonight.
I think that it needed Judgment Day needed that win as well. I think that was important. We've got KE775 saying, so is it Seth versus Finn again at SummerSlam and Seth and KO versus the other members of Judgment Day? I hope not. I don't need to see Seth and Finn again. Like, Seth beat him decisively. There is no need to do that match again, Denise.
There's not. That's why I was shocked when I saw it today. So I'm thankful that that's not what we actually ended up getting, because it wouldn't have made any sense at all.
Denise, tell the people where they can find you after we fire you.
After I'm featured endeavored because I triggered my boss. You know, it's weird to me sometimes to say that out loud, by the way.
I'm not anybody's boss. Go ahead.
I mean, technically, okay, so you're not my boss. What are you then? My supervisor?
I'm a coworker, Denise.
Okay, fine, coworker. That's not it, actually. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all, Sean.
Go ahead.
Anyways,
tell people where they can find
Twitter,
you.
Twitter, Instagram, at underscore Denise Salcedo, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. It's the same thing every week. Thank you.
Also, if you took my tweet about WWE having a completely empty section 1 hour before the show seriously, you are dumb. Please stop sending me tweets about it. It's very annoying. Also, stop sending Ella tweets about it. She took the picture. She posted one while Raw was on. They sold out tonight. They're selling out all the damn time. Stop tweeting me. Follow me on Threads. You on Threads, Denise?
You know, it's insulting that you wouldn't even know if I'm on. Like, that's just so rude.
Are you on Threads or not?
Yes. I follow you on Threads. What a douche. I'm assuming you haven't followed me back. Thanks.
Of course, I've probably followed you. Let's check right now.
No, because you had to ask me if I was on Threads. If you had to ask me, then you don't know that I'm on.
You're already in bonus time. I see what you did here tonight.
No, dude, I got the bonus time when you went on your rant.
Following. Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You probably calculated this.
Next week, I'm going to start it up again just to get my bonus.
We probably didn't even get enough super chats to cover Denise's fee tonight. But yeah, we follow each other. Yeah. Who's got more followers? Probably you. You got more Instagram people. Nope, I got twice as many followers as you.
I'm sorry. You logged on late early. I didn't even sign up for Threads because I wasn't even gonna.
Why? Plus, why not?
Huh? I didn't feel like it, to be honest.
You've been watching the new season of Naked and Afraid?
No.
It's good. It's really good. A lot of drama. You'd like it.
Yeah, I don't have time.
You do too.
No, I don't.
You have time. You have
time. No, I don't. You should watch. I have no time.
Myself and Matt Kuhn are going to cover it next week on Fightful Overbooked. I do not know what day. Please leave a thumbs up. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.